welcome. My name is Katie Norris. I'm an environmental scientist with the City of Dayton Department of Water, and I work in the Division of Environmental Management. So I'm an environmental scientist. I've been with the city for about 4 years now. The main thing that I work on with the city is stormwater management. Do any of you know what I mean when I say stormwater? What do you think I mean by stormwater?
Rainwater.
Yeah, kind of. When it rains, all of that water, you know, has to go somewhere, right? Otherwise it would flood the streets or flood, you know, people's basements. So have you seen storm drains in like streets and parking lots in the curb, maybe outside your school? Usually they have like a grate on them. Yeah. So in Dayton, all of those drains and streets and parking lots outside go into pipes and they go directly to our rivers. So I'm gonna pass this diagram around. You probably can't see it very well from here, but on this diagram, all of the orange pipes drain those drains outside and then go directly into our rivers. Now the black pipes on here, so when inside, when you wash your hands, flush the toilet, all of that wastewater goes into our sanitary sewer system and then out to our wastewater treatment plant. The city has a permit from Ohio EPA that says if we're gonna send water, rainwater, to our rivers, we have to make sure that it's clean. And so we have to do all these different things to make sure that we're only sending clean rainwater. So some of the stuff that I do around stormwater is we do water quality sampling. So when you go to our booth, later this afternoon, you'll see some different sampling equipment. Xylem down here makes some of that equipment as well. So we're testing that water that's coming out of the pipe and making sure that there's no contaminants in it. So we're testing it for like pH, dissolved oxygen, temperature, nutrients. And one of the really cool things that I like to do is we do investigations. If someone sees a problem, like say someone's out fishing by the river and they see a funny color coming out of one of these pipes, you know, hopefully they'll give us a call or they'll call EPA and we'll try to track back. So we have maps of where all those, how those pipes are connected. So I kind of put my detective hat on and we have cameras that we can send underground in the pipes. And we try to track back and figure out where that pollution is coming from and stop it from getting to our rivers. Yeah. Like the sanitary sewer pipes? Yeah, kind of. So not as much the environmental division, but our WUFO, our water utility field operations, they have the crews that fix, you know, water main breaks or sewer line breaks. But we do emergency response, and that's one of the things I was going to tell you all about. So do any of you remember the big crash and the tanker explosion last year this time on 75? It was like a big fireball. Yeah, so maybe you heard about it. So when there's an emergency response, fire responds, police respond, sometimes our regional hazmat people respond. Usually we're also out there as well. If it's something can go, you know, gasoline's gonna get in those drains, we don't wanna make, you know, we don't want it to get to the rivers. So we do emergency response. Also do education and outreach like this. So we'll talk to students, we'll go out and talk to community groups, go to festivals and have a booth there. So that's another thing that we do. Why do I like my job? So I really like the variety. I get to do different things on different days. I'm not just sitting in an office doing the same thing all day, because that would be boring to me. So sometimes you're probably at school, it feels like, oh, I just gotta go to the same classes every day. But I would say, you know, think about when you have the chance to choose what elective classes you wanna take, talk to other students who've taken those classes, or talk to the teachers who teach it, and find something that you get excited about. And when you have that choice, you know, choose to take classes that you're interested in. So I like the variety. I really like science. How many of you would say you're curious? You're a curious person? Yeah, a few, yeah, right. You see something or you're like, huh, what is that? How does that work? So that means that, you know, when you ask questions like that, when you're curious, that's what scientists do. We see something and we try to figure out, what is that? Why does it work that way? So I'm a really curious person and I really like to ask questions. So the science aspect of my job of what is this? Where is it coming from? Why is it working this way? How do we have this problem? How can we, you know, figure out a solution to it? I also really like being outside. So in the summer, I'm outside a lot. I'm collecting those water samples, running water quality testing on it, going to those emergency response, going outside to do, you know, outreach booths at festivals. So I really like the variety and I like being outside. Now, some of you might be wondering, how did I get here? How did I get this job? So, you know, I went to high school just like you. I graduated high school. What did I do after that? College, yeah. So I actually went here to University of Dayton and I got a bachelor's in environmental science. I was involved with a program called the Rivers Institute. So that was a really great program because it kind of got me, you know, even more interested in rivers and water and being outside. You know, if you're interested in going to college, find a program that lets you to do something different where you get to do something hands-on or meet with other, you know, community members. So after, you know, I was graduating from college and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, which is a reoccurring theme. You don't have to have all the answers. It's like, you kind of just figure out where you're at and what you think you want to do next and try it. So I applied for jobs. I applied to go to grad school and I decided to go to grad school all the way in Maine. And the reason I chose to go there is because I got to work on a project where I was out there sampling rivers and lakes. And I got to design my own project and ask my own questions and try to figure out what was going on in these streams up there. So some of the things that I want to just kind of leave you with as some takeaways are that find what you're passionate about. So think about something that you get really excited about or you want to talk to your friends or your family about. Like, hey, today I got to do this really cool thing and, you know, it made me think about this, this, and this. So find something that you're interested in and you're passionate about and figure out how you turn that into a job, right? You don't just have to be like, oh, okay, well, these are the jobs that are out there for me. I'm going to pick this. Like, think about what you like to do because you're going to have to do it every day, right? So don't just think about, okay, what's the salary? How much money am I going to make? I mean, that's important, right? You want to make sure that you, you know, can afford a place to live and to buy food. But think about something that you're going to like going, you know, you want to be able to get up and go to work every day and be excited about it. And for me, that's really important. I want to make sure that I'm protecting our rivers, that, you know, I'm sharing our education with the community and trying to, you know, make Dayton a little bit better place to live. So the other thing is to try different things. There's lots of places that offer job shadowing or internships. So you could come follow me around for a whole day and job shadow and see what I do and see like, oh, I like that. Or like, no, I do not want to go outside and climb around in the brush and get bugs on me. Like, that's fine, but you need to know that, right? Job shadow, try it out, figure out if that's something you like, and then you'll know. Like, if you think, oh, I really want to be a vet, but you go and you job shadow a vet all day and you're like, there's no way I could do this. Like, at least you know before you go all the way down that road and then find it out later. Try different things. Get internships. A lot of places will offer internships. I know the city does. So if there's something you hear today and you're like, oh, that sounds kind of cool, maybe I'd like to do that. Apply for an internship, and a lot of them you can get paid at it too, which is great. So does anybody have any questions about anything that I've talked about? Yeah. What do I like about my job? Well, I said I like the variety, but I also really like the people that I work with. So our environmental division is a really small team. There's only 9 of us. We work together a lot. It's like, oh, hey, I have this problem. Can you help me with it? You know, making sure that the work environment we have is, you know, people help each other out. It's not competitive. It's not like, oh, I gotta do this better than you so I can like move up. So for me, I really like that. I like that collaborativeness. I thrive in that better than like the competition. Yeah.
Did you like going here?
Did I like UD? I did overall. I mean, no place is perfect, but you gotta kind of weigh the pros and cons and see, you know, which one has more pros than cons. That's sort of how I looked at it. You know, I tell new employees or students that I'm talking to, like, there's gonna be bureaucracy, there's gonna be stuff that you don't like no matter what school you go to, no matter what job you work at, but do you like it enough? Are you passionate about the work that you're doing? That stuff doesn't matter as much, right? Like, you don't let it get to you. So I really liked it. I had a really good experience. I think because I got involved in some of those other things, like the Rivers Institute or different clubs, meant that like some of the frustrations with trying to, you know, change the university to make it more sustainable, I had a good experience. There's another question. Yeah. For my job in particular, it's just a bachelor's degree in some science field. So it can be environmental science, it can be geology, it can be chemistry, it can be biology. And then they want to see experience. So that's that, you know, internship or other jobs or, you know, grad school can count as experience too. So I think the baseline requirement is a bachelor's in some science field. Yeah.
So how do you get job shadowing?
Oh, job shadowing. The way that I've experienced it is like, I'll just have a student or a teacher, you know, reach out to me or to the water department and say, hey, I have a student that's really interested in environmental science. Can they come job shadow you? So on your side, if there's someone that you meet today or, you know, there's a business that you're really interested in, you're like, hey, I might want to, you know, go to XYZ business and see what they do. Oftentimes, if you just reach out and say, hey, I'm a student at Thurgood. I'm really interested in engineering. I want to see what an engineer does every day. Most people will be like, sure, yeah, you can come, you know, follow me around for a half day. So I would say just reach out, and maybe your teachers might have a connection, someone that they know who works in a certain field. Yeah.
Why did you want to do this job?
So the question was, why did I want to do this job? Well, I didn't know that I wanted to do this job. I didn't even know this job existed when I was, you know, in college or in high school. I thought I wanted to be an astronaut. So, thank you.